around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Russian forces retreat, Ukraine's military is keeping the pressure on. It's a counteroffensive pressuring and deeper into occupied territory. We get more details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
A Ukrainian airborne assault trooper in Kharkiv saying the Russians were running like mice, abandoning vehicles and even comrades. Ukraine's border guard says the army has taken control of Vovchansk, a town just 2 miles from Russia, seized on the first day of the war. Russian troops are also pulling out of the southern city of Melitopol, heading toward Crimea. That's according to the city's pre-occupation mayor, a claim the AP has not been able to verify yet. Back in Kharkiv, this man tells Sky News he expects Russian airstrikes to continue, focused on cutting water, electricity, and creating chaos. But he says they'll survive, and in his words, Putin will soon croak. I'm Ben Thomas.
Bill Richardson, who worked to secure the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another jailed American, Paul Whelan, visited Moscow this week, and he held meetings with Russian leaders. That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on Tuesday night. Richardson is a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and a frequent emissary in hostage negotiations. American officials have continued to press Russia to release Griner, who was sentenced last month to 9 years in prison in a drug possession case. In Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive serving a 16-year sentence on espionage-related charges, the U.S. government regards both as wrongfully detained. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has introduced a nationwide abortion ban, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
We would be in the mainstream of most everybody else in the world.
The South Carolina Republican says after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, a nationwide abortion ban should be federal law.
At 15 weeks, pretty much strong majority of Americans believe abortion should be the exception, not the rule.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
it's wildly out of step with where the majority of Americans are.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell did not immediately embrace Graham's abortion ban bill.
Most of the members of my conference prefer that this be dealt with at the state level.
Graham's legislation has almost zero chance of becoming law, but it elevates the abortion issue at a time when other Republicans are focusing on inflation and other issues. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II has returned to Buckingham Palace, moving through a drizzly London as crowds lined the route for a glimpse of the hearse and to bid her farewell. People parked their cars along a normally busy road, got out, and waved as the hearse, with lights inside illuminating the flag-draped coffin, made its way to London. In the city, people pressed in on the road and held their phones aloft as it passed. Thousands outside the palace shouted, "God save the Queen," and clapped as the hearse swung around a roundabout in front of the Queen's residence. And through the wrought iron gates, King Charles III and other immediate family members waited inside. Attorney Ken Starr, whose probe led to the Clinton impeachment, has died. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A former federal appellate judge, Ken Starr will be remembered most for his legal work in heading the criminal investigation that led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. Starr's family said he died at a hospital Tuesday of complications from surgery. According to his former colleague, attorney Mark Lanier, Starr had been hospitalized in an intensive care unit in Houston for about 4 months. Starr was demoted from the presidency at Baylor University in 2016 amid a sex assault scandal that rocked the Big 12 school and its football program. In 2020, he was recruited to join the legal team representing Donald Trump in the nation's third presidential impeachment trial. Ken Starr was 76. Norman Hall, Washington.
Recapping our top story. As Russian forces retreat, Ukraine's military is keeping the pressure on and its counteroffensive pressing deeper into occupied territory. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.